USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will close the U.S.-Mexico border as early as next week if Mexico does not get the flow of illegal aliens coming from Central America through Mexico into the United States under control. Hector Garza is a Border Patrol agent and says these people coming up from Central America, they have nothing to lose.
If you live in a poor country like Central America and you make your way to the United States and you know that you're going to be guaranteed release into the United States where you'll be able to steal somebody's identity and then be able to work, why would these people come?
Later on Saturday, Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke will be holding a rally in El Paso near the border. Thousands of Palestinians are gathering on the border with Israel to mark the anniversary of year-long protests. Some of the protesters did start approaching the barrier and fence, which prompted the Israeli forces to respond with tear gas, although no one has been injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Attorney General Bill Barr plans on releasing the Robert Mueller report after making the necessary redactions. But that's not good enough for some Democrats, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono once more.
I think that the House does need the totally unredacted version, and that is, there's precedent for that. And we both want, both the House and the Senate want, all of the underlying materials.
President Trump says that's fine with him.
If that's what he'd like to do, I have nothing to hide. This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. And I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side, but I have a lot of confidence in the Attorney General.
Doug Collins, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, says he believes Barr would break the law if he released the entire special counsel report.
The Elite Eight matchups are set for the NCAA tournament. Today, Texas Tech will take on Gonzaga, and Purdue will play the University of Virginia, with the winners advancing to the Final Four. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Georgia lawmakers passed a bill banning abortion after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which usually occurs in about 6 weeks. The governor is expected to sign the legislation, and this has some folks in Hollywood up in arms, as a lot of movies are filmed in Georgia, and people are saying they're going to boycott the state if this law does go into effect, to which Joshua Edmonds, executive director of the Georgia Life Alliance, says,
you know, as our House Speaker said yesterday, Georgia has been the number one state for business for several years running, and we've been very friendly to the film industry as well as other industries. And when you look at kinds of legislations like this that seek to do what's right to protect the innocence of children in the womb, we can't be dictated what we do based on threats coming from out of state. So we want to make sure that we're considerate to people who want to bring business to Georgia, but we also want to make sure that we don't have the influence of money dictating what our lawmakers on both sides of the aisle do when they think it's right.
And as far as the science behind a heartbeat at 6 weeks, Edmonds says,
The overwhelming consensus in the medical community is that a heartbeat is detectable at 6 weeks in the womb, sometimes even earlier, and the science says that between 6 and 8 weeks, the chances of a miscarriage when the heartbeat is detectable goes down significantly. The chances of carrying your pregnancy successfully to term are about 98% successful between 6 and 8 weeks when there's a detectable heartbeat.
Edmonds was speaking there on CNN, and you can always find more news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.